KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball play last night, district action in Class 1A. District 13 saw Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 6-3, and Nottoway Valley topping Earlham 11-8 in the district semifinals. Also Class 1A, District 14 semifinals. It was Lennox defeating Bedford 7-5, and Martinsdale St. Mary's advancing with an 11-0 win over Murray. In Class 1A, District 15, it was St. Albert, a winner over Tri-Center, 11-1. Nishnabotna versus Sydney was postponed last night. They'll play that instead tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, with the winner advancing on to the district final. And also in Class 1A, District 16 last night, it was Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton defeating West Harrison by a 4-0 final. Coon Rapids Bayard also advanced with a semifinal win, 9-1 over Glidden-Ralston. That's in Class 1A, District 16. Now, boys district baseball gets underway for the larger classes tonight in boys Class 3A, District 15 semifinals, which will be played at Harlan tonight. The doubleheader has Glenwood facing off against Creston at 5 o'clock, and that'll be followed at 7 o'clock by Harlan battling ADM. In the Class 3A, District 16 semifinals, which will be played in Carroll tonight, also a doubleheader, at 5 o'clock, it'll be Atlantic battling Greene County, and that'll be followed at 7 o'clock by Carroll versus Denison. Those winners will advance to face off in the district finals. Also in Class 4A, sub-state action gets underway tonight at Sergeant Bluff. It'll be Thomas Jefferson facing Sioux City East. Also at Lawton-Bronson in 4A tonight, Abraham Lincoln will play Sioux City North. And at Lewis Central High School this evening in 4A sub-state action, Lewis Central will face Sioux City West. All of those winners will be advancing on in sub-state play in the big class. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals enter the second half of the season with the best record in baseball, but their once imposing lead in the National League Central Division has dwindled to 2.5 games. The Cardinals hope to have slugger Matt Holliday back from the 15-day disabled list in time for their series against the New York Mets at home beginning tonight. The Cardinals are 56-33 despite injuries to ace Adam Wainwright, Matt Adams, John Jay, Jordan Walden, Marco Gonzalez, and Holliday, who's been out since early June with a quadriceps injury. St. Louis still has a 2.71 earned run average, best at the break in the majors since the 1981 Astros posted a 2.81 ERA. That's according to stats. They landed three pitchers on the National League All-Star team. Cardinals opening up tonight against the New York Mets. Also in baseball, the Kansas City Royals have proven last year was no fluke as they hit the All-Star break with a big lead in the AL Central. They found themselves reveling in seven players being chosen for the Midsummer Classic. And after a World Series run last year, they had manager Ned Yost and his staff on the bench Tuesday night in Cincinnati. But with the festivities now over, the Royals will now set their sights on returning to the playoffs, something they did last year for the first time since 1985. The Royals will begin the second half tonight in Chicago against the White Sox. They lead the Minnesota Twins by 4.5 games in the American League Central, with Detroit and Cleveland also looming. Also in baseball news, shortstop Everth Cabrera has signed a minor league contract with the San Francisco Giants. The 28-year-old Cabrera appeared in 29 games for Baltimore this season, batting .208 with a pair of doubles and four RBIs before his release last month. Giants general manager Bobby Evans confirmed the deal yesterday. Cabrera is scheduled to join San Francisco's Arizona Rookie League team initially and then move on to AAA Sacramento when ready. That's according to Evans. Well, they're off again at soggy St. Andrews after a more than three-hour rain delay. That means the second round of the British Open won't be completed probably until tomorrow morning. Parts of the 18th hole were so flooded that teams of workers with push brooms swept ankle-deep water into the Swilkin Berm. Forecasters are predicting more inclement weather, including some blustery showers later in the day, along with strong winds. That delay will force some players to return Saturday morning to complete their second rounds, and that will almost surely include first-round leader Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth, who is two shots back and bidding for a third straight major. Zach Johnson, Retief Goosen, and Jason Day are all one shot back, as are Robert Streb, Paul Laurie, and Danny Willett. Tiger Woods was two groups behind Johnson and Spieth and in danger of missing the cut after posting a first-round 76 yesterday. Sam Saunders has a one-stroke lead over Jason Gore after the first round of the Barbasol Championship in Alabama, the PGA event here in the States. Saunders shot a 7-under 64 on the Robert Trent Jones golf trail yesterday. And the finale of last year's IndyCar race in Iowa showed what Ryan Hunter Ray can do when he's in peak form. A similar showing this weekend would help erase some of the sting of a rough season. In 2014, Hunter Ray blew past half the field in just 10 laps to become the only active driver with multiple wins on Iowa's short oval. This year, the 2012 series winner heads back to Newton, mired in 14th place. Hunter Ray and the rest of the IndyCar series will run for the ninth straight year at Iowa Speedway coming up tomorrow night. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.